This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Taliban fighters are ringing the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, as the U.S. military evacuates thousands of Americans and Afghans desperate to get out now that the Taliban has taken Afghanistan. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us to the airport.
Cars are lined up and people camped out along the blast walls of Kabul International Airport, waiting and hoping to get in. Occasional gunfire can be heard. Mohammed Naim had served as an interpreter for U.S. forces.
I'm telling to the people, stay in their houses, do not come to this area. It's a very, very crazy situation right now.
But with Taliban fighters at checkpoints ringing the airport, those who make it there are not leaving. Hundreds lack papers or clearance for evacuation. That's adding to the chaos that's prevented some Afghans who do have papers and promises of flights from getting through. I'm Ben Thomas.
Vice President Kamala Harris leaves today on a trip to Southeast Asia, where she will try to reassure America's allies given the chaotic ending of the U.S. war in Afghanistan. Her trip includes stops in Singapore and Vietnam. Should kids wear a mask in school? The CDC says yes, and school boards in some areas of Florida, Texas, and Arizona agree. So they are defying their Republican governors and making face coverings mandatory. The three states are COVID hotspots. Dr. Rogers Kane is a family physician in Jacksonville, Florida. He says too many people there have not gotten a COVID shot.
We do have a certain population that tends to not believe in the vaccine, and they also have fear of the vaccine.
Dr. Rogers Kane. Investigators are considering whether toxic algae blooms may have contributed to the deaths of a Northern California couple and their baby on a remote hiking trail. This is AP News. A man surrendered after claiming he had a bomb near the U.S. Capitol building. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
It all started when college student Kelsey Campbell was approached by Floyd Ray Roseberry near the Library of Congress.
He had like money in his hand, like a bunch of like the dollar bills that he threw. He said, hey, call the police and tell them to evacuate the street, and I'll give you all of this money.
Roseberry was in a pickup truck. During a bizarre live streaming on Facebook, he threatened explosions, was hostile toward President Biden, and warned of a revolution. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger was asked about Roseberry's emotional state and a possible motive.
I believe his mother recently passed away, and we spoke with members of his family, and there were other issues that he was dealing with.
Manger says so far it appears Roseberry was not acting with anyone else.
Police say they did not find a bomb in the vehicle, but possible bomb-making materials were collected from it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.